With the ending of the old and the beginning of the new years quickly approaching, Kevin Shortsleeve has been thinking about the stories that we pass along to our children to explain how things began in the first place.
Inevitably, many children ask the question, how did the world begin? And so it is a basic rite of childhood and a basic rite of enculturation that children are often taught a traditional tale of where the earth, sky, men and women, flora and fauna all came from. And perhaps it is because creation myths tap into a child's natural state of wonder that they are often the most intriguing aspect to any mythological system. A Comanche creation myth explains that men were made out of dust swirling from the four principal directions. A traditional Hungarian tale pictures an old god draped in robes of the night sky who sends his golden-haired son to the depths of the waving blue sea where he awakens the sleeping seeds of creation. The Norse thought that a giant and a cow were the first two living things, and that they came into being by popping out of a huge slab of melting ice. A fascinating place to begin exploring the creation is with the children's book In the Beginning, Creation Stories from Around the World by Virginia Hamilton, with illustrations by Barry Moser. The volume relates 25 creation myths from such diverse cultures as China, Tahiti, Micronesia, and Australia. Moser's 42 dramatic illustrations add power to a rich and varied collection of tales. Some children's picture books seek to refashion the creation story from the book of Genesis. Phyllis Root's Big Mama Makes the World is one such tale, featuring a down-home matriarch and her babe in arms as they summon up the world in 7 days, with a slangy and sassy attitude. Instead of saying, "And God saw that it was good," for example, Big Mama says, "That's good. That's real good." And with a tip of the hat to a more recent view on creation, on the 6th day, Big Mama finishes things off in one big bang. A potentially thought-provoking and possibly controversial picture book is The Blessing Seed, a creation myth for the new millennium by Caitlin Matthews. Matthews' tale is a retelling of the story of Adam and Eve, but leaves out the idea of original sin. In place of original sin, Matthews posits an original blessing. In an author's note, Matthews states that she hopes the text will help some readers to reassess their ideas about our role as human beings. Whether you're talking about biblical tales, native traditions, or New Age revisions, tales that celebrate the creation of the world cannot fail to captivate, and often they incite wonder at the chaos from which order emerged.